This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For years, we've been hearing that bees are in trouble. Researchers have been observing some scary signs that both honeybees and wild bees are declining and dying in record numbers, which could endanger our food supply. But now scientists are noticing that wild bees are leaving rural areas to take refuge in cities, and they are investigating this migration. Eli Chen reports from St. Louis.
In a community garden full of okra, squash, and hot peppers, biologist Erardo Camilo walks methodically, gripping a butterfly net. He stops and stares at a bee weaving in and out of a patch of tall flowers. He swings the net, and the bee's trapped.
Wow! I have never seen bees in my life. What the hell are you?
The bee is just a little larger than a kidney bean, and it's covered in so much pollen, Camilo doesn't recognize the species. He calls over his graduate student, Paige Muniz.
Take a look. Yeah, when it comes to identifying stuff, I trust her.
That's a bumblebee.
Check out all the orange pollen on her.
She looks like a little candy corn.
Muniz and Camilo are researchers at St. Louis University. They are collecting wild bees in St. Louis, Chicago, and Detroit to document a trend scientists have noticed in the last few years. The number and the variety of wild bee species are growing in cities.
In cities in general, they tend to have very large bee diversity, especially when compared to suburbs and even compared to surrounding agricultural areas.
This matters because wild bees help our food supply. They move pollen from flower to flower so plants can make fruit. Ed Spivak is the St. Louis Zoo's expert on pollinators. He says wild bees are big producers, but an under-recognized talent.
Many of them are actually far better pollinators for a lot of our crops, and particularly the wild plants they've evolved with than honeybees are.
Bee researcher Camilo says one reason bees are moving to cities is because they're losing habitat in rural areas. Industrial agriculture has promoted the development of monocultures. That's a practice where farmers plant one crop over a large area.
The expansion of monocultures has resulted in very little land left untouched.
A lot of bees are specialists. The squash bee, for example, prefers the pollen from squash. If an area that used to grow butternut, zucchini, and pumpkins is planted with a single crop, like corn, that forces bees to find food somewhere else.
The less area we have for native plants, the less habitat and the less resources you have for these beautiful, beautiful organisms.
As plant variety fades out in the country, the options are increasing in urban spaces. City residents are building community gardens and introducing more flowering plants, which attracts bees. Within the city of St. Louis, Camilo's team discovered the most variety of wild bees in low-income neighborhoods, where people may not have the time or money to spend on pest control.
You have $20 in your pocket. Are you going to go and buy pesticide or weed killer for your sidewalk or your driveway? No. Your preoccupation is more into putting food on the table than on meeting some aesthetic level that is irrelevant to your life.
North St. Louis has numerous vacant lots. Many of them are full of overgrown weeds.
People would say, oh, it's unkept because you have all these leftover vegetation tossed to the side. Well, bees like that. That provides habitat. It provides refuge.
Recent research supports this. A study led by conservation scientists in Massachusetts reported that mowing your lawn less frequently can boost the number of bees. Camilo and his colleagues are beginning to share that information, along with their own findings, with local residents in St. Louis. He wants to encourage people to change their gardening practices, and he wants to show policymakers that cities can play a critical role in supporting wildlife.
If we're going to be investing in a sustainable city, what does that look like, you know, in terms of food production as well as in terms of pollinators?
So if we make the effort to feed the bees, it might help us feed ourselves. For The Pulse, I'm Eli Chen.